say friend and family. So this is going to be friend and family. I want to say hello to everyone, especially to my cousin who came all the way from Mississippi to be here today. I appreciate that. I just believe God knows everything. I really believe that. So God has here who he wants here. I would like to see this full and packed, but you know, God knows what he's doing. So we're going to not look at each other, but we're going to get in and find out what God has for us today. I really appreciate the Lord, and I thank the Lord for what he's doing for his people and for Al and for all the testimonies. And that, Audrey, that's my daughter that ran around the church, huh? Yeah, that's one of my daughters. Lord, I just really appreciate that child, because wherever she is, she just, whatever she got from God, she don't let nobody take it. And that's what we got to do. We got to keep what we got. We can't let nobody take it. We're going to talk about friend and family today, but first of all, I want to pray, because my heart is, I was talking to Brother Mark, there's so much going on in the world. It can keep you really screwed out. You get up in the morning, you look at the news, who done shot who, and this kind of thing. But it's time for God's people to get up and say, look, Lord, we got a part in this thing. We can help this thing. Then the Lord began to show me, he said, we don't know the power of prayer. Christians don't. He said, if any two or three of you all would get together and wing prayers up, get honest, get focused, he said, you're going to see mighty things. And I said, Lord, that is the truth. We don't really know what prayer is. You know, like when usually churches call people out to prayer, it'd be about two or three folk there. But prayer is the key, one of the keys to the kingdom. God is looking for our voices now to come up. Those that he has saved and just cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Is he your friend today? God has to be your friend. You need a friend, honey. You're going to need a friend, honey. You may have some friends that you can call on the phone and talk to, you know what I'm saying? Tell some of your deepest things and you share with, but you might hear that again out somewhere, even though that was your friend. But this is a friend you can talk to. And he'll be there, like Sister said before, he will be there. Will you stand on your feet? I'm really praising the Lord. I just really thank the Lord today. Praise the Lord. Father, I really thank you. Thank you for the days we've been talking to each other, and I love you for it. Thank you for the things you have whispered to me. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And then here's another thing, Father, I thank you for. I thank you that we have to be ourselves. I thank you that every one of us have something here. And Lord, help us to give what we have with all our hearts. With all our hearts and souls, God. I pray that every yoke would be broken by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Your people need help, God. They hurt. They in places they can't get out of, and they get against things they can't push through. I'm asking you, Lord, your spirit to break through here and bless everyone, Lord. Heal sick bodies, Lord. Touch minds today, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you told us this was our year of breakthrough. This was our year, Lord, of breakthrough. Hallelujah. You were going to bring back things that we have lost this year. Hallelujah. You said unto us, oh God, that the prayers, hallelujah, that we have prayed this year for our families, for those that we love, you're going to answer those prayers. This is the year, God, hallelujah, of restoration for your people. If they can believe it, for all things are possible to those that believe. I give you praise. I give you glory. Anoint us. The word, Lord, cannot do anything unless it's anointed. Anoint this word, God, that you gave me. I ask it in Jesus' name. Would you turn around and tell somebody, glad to be here. My church know what I'm asking God for. My church knows her. Most of these are my church people. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just believing God. You got something you believe in God for today? We're going to, you know, we say friends and family, but this is a friend that I tell you everybody got it need. Everybody need him. Everybody need this friend we got. You know, because other friends will let you down. I'm telling you, you can have a friend, and they, you know, you tell them something the next day, somebody else know it. But this friend, I just never met nobody like him. He's a wonderful God. Hallelujah. And James, I want to talk about, I was trying to stay with what the Lord had put in my heart. I want to go over in Genesis, the 15th chapter of Genesis. I know you didn't bring, some of y'all brought your Bibles with you. And I want to talk about a man named Abraham that we know good. Praise the Lord. He was a friend of God. Now, I know that most people that go to church feel like they're God's friend. But I heard Sister Jody say something we really should have took. You know what I mean? Praise the Lord. It's time for us, every one of us that are Christians, to search our hearts. Let God search us. Be willing to do what he say. Be willing to go in the places he's going to lead you now. Be willing to do it. Because it's going to take you willing. God loves people who are willing. And don't say, I can't. Because the Bible says you can do all things through Christ that strengthen you. Don't say, I've been had this thing so long, I can't give it up. But the Bible says you can do all things through Christ that strengthen you. It is time not for no excuses. It is time to pull close to God. This is what I really feel in my heart. It's time to pull close. And as I look, every time you get up, don't turn the news on. It's depressing. Because somebody done killed somebody. Somebody done killed somebody else. And the Spirit of the Lord told me, hallelujah, that every major city is going to have something going on in it. It's going to be so much turmoil in the next, before the year is out, that you ain't going, you think that you see something now, you ain't seen nothing yet. There's going to be turmoil in our nation. Turmoil in our country. And the devil would want you to go into turmoil, but you can stay out of it if you meet this friend. He's a friend to the hopeless. He's a brother. He's everything that you need. Sister just told you, praise the Lord, he's everything that you need. And one thing, if we don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. But I ain't going to let no rock cry out for me. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. Get up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus. Get up in the night and say, thank you, Jesus. Ain't no rock going to cry out for me. Praise the Lord. This is time, hallelujah, to be who you say you are. This is time, if you know him, to stand up, hallelujah, and give him some praise. It's time for it. You go down, listen, I used to go down. We lived out, and I'd go down. We passed by the big stadium down there. And I mean, 2 miles away, you hear them people shout. I'm talking about Busch Stadium, where they play baseball. You could hear them shout, and I thought to myself, God, hallelujah, if you go to church, you can't hardly hear people. Not in my church, because we praise God. But I mean, you can't, you know, it's time for us. Yes, Jackie, wherever you go, hallelujah, take your liberty. Because where the Lord is liberty. And if you can't take your liberty, you don't need to be there. I'm going to go to, I need Al up here to help me. Brother Al, you need to come help me. Once you need help, that's okay. Y'all just wait. Y'all ain't heard no testimony yet. Now, y'all ain't heard nothing yet. I told Al, whenever I think about going another way, God took me over to the 15th chapter of Genesis. I thought I would do it another way. And I saw how God had given Abraham a promise. God gave me a promise. I'm going to give you a miracle. He didn't see the miracle. God done promised you something. Let me see the hands of y'all that God promised you, waiting on some promises. I knew he was right. So I was thinking, I said, God, I don't know how to do this thing. You know, I need what I'm looking for. I got to have this because da-da-da-da-da. You know how you go and tell God. And so the Lord took me, and I went over to the 16th chapter of Genesis, and I saw where God had promised them. And then I saw where they sat there, help him out. Don't help God out. He don't need no help. Praise the Lord. You aren't going to make yourself miserable trying to help God out. Read, I want you to read James 2:23 for me. You need a thing, don't you? Come on over here closer, Val. You need something here. 2:23. Yeah. James 2:23. Huh? Uh-huh.
And the scripture was fulfilled.
Which Abraham believed God. It was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called a friend of God. Now he was called a friend of God because he believed God. You through with that? Now I want you to read it all. Okay, Abraham was, okay, read. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay, that's good. So Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to, imputed means it put on his record. It was imputed to him for righteousness. They didn't have what we got. And it's so strange because these people did not have what we got. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. They did not. All they had was promises, and they had a God that they believed in. And I thought to myself, we ought to be back there. Because, I mean, these folks believed in their God, and God moved for them. I want to read just a little in the 15th chapter. After these things, and these things he is talking about, like Elvis said, of the Lord that came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am the Lord, I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, who wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? The Lord had promised Abram. Y'all know the story, don't you? He had promised Abram a son. Promised him a child from himself. God has promised you some things. God has promised me some things. I love this. God has promised us. What we are right now is, are we going to wait on the promise? If you decide to help God, you're going to get in trouble. That's what's going on over there now. But Abraham, listen. And I thought, I said, Lord, you know you're so good. I saw him. Oh, Jody, I saw God being so good. Because he sat down with Abraham and he told Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. And he said, this son, and Abraham, he said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir. Listen now. But he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. He understood what that meant. This shall be what come out of your bowels. You're going to help this child. And he brought him up to the bowels. He said, look now toward the heavens. And I love God for this. I love him because when he promised you something, he's always showing you, I'm going to do this thing. If you just wait, you know what it is? He wants you to wait on him. He always do something to make you feel, well, he going to do it. Then the devil tell you he ain't going to do it. And then he do something else and he say, well, he's going to do it. And so this is where we are right now. It may not be what I'm looking for, but you're looking for some things. And God is telling me what he told us last week. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He's going to strengthen your heart. He's going to do what he said. God's going to do what he said. So Abraham, y'all know the story. Hallelujah. And so he brought Abraham up here and he told him this. And I just really want to thank him for that. He's so good. And so when he went out, before this, Abraham had went through, Abram had went through saving his nephew. Y'all know how the Sodom and Gomorrah and all these kings that come up. Sodom, y'all heard of Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, they got to fighting against about five more kings, and they stole Lot. Y'all know Lot? That was Abram's nephew. And they had took him off, praise God, his family, his kids, and everything. Most time people kill you like that, but you know, that was God again. They didn't even touch him. Well, Abram found out, somebody slipped off and told Abram. It's so funny, because the man was some kin to the Amorites who God done promised to kill under Abraham's rule. And I look down into these people, oh, just so marvelous. Listen, you may say, you may have failed, hallelujah, in waiting on God. But go back and pick it up. Go back and pick it up. I'm going to wait on God. And if he don't come, we can just come back here and start praying together. Amen. So I tell my testimony. I'm waiting on God. It's stupid to some, but I'm waiting on God. I cannot see no further than, I can't see hardly back there. This doesn't afford me what I need. You come to that door, I can't see you. But I'm waiting on God. Every time I think that I'm stupid, Agnes, every time I think it, why don't I just get on up, I can afford it, and go get this thing done. But I'm waiting on God. And if he don't come, then I have to say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I ain't got to that yet. But I'm waiting on God. And I know it don't sound right to people. Sister Davis has ought to go get this done. You know, she's suffering and can't hardly drive and blah, 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 blah. And I tell the Lord, I say, you know where I am. You know what I got this car. My husband bought me a Cadillac for my birthday last year. I say, you know what I got. You going to come to come on. It's not easy waiting on God. I said, it ain't easy waiting on God. But I tell you, one day he's going to come through. Hallelujah. He's not, he hear your heart, you're going to have the greatest testimony you have ever had. Somebody, I said, but my son, I call him my son. I said, you know, I know his, we showed it up, it was terrible. This was broke and over on the other, this part of it broke, overlaid on the other hand. We saw it in church. And so, you know, I'm thinking, I said, you know, the Lord told me, said, I'm dealing with him. I'm building his faith. Let him alone. I said, Lord, but I don't want him to hurt himself. Let him alone. He said, I'm building. I said, he's Al. I'm building. I'm working on him. You ain't got to worry, but I'm going to take care of him. Because I just feel like they're my children. Praise the Lord. And so Abram, praise the Lord, he was called a friend of God. A friend is somebody who's intimate. A friend is somebody who loves you. A friend is somebody you dear to. Praise the Lord. A friend will stick closer than a brother. A friend loves at all times. A friend is a faithful, and to the wounds and the wounds of a friend are faithful. But you know, somebody evil is deceitful. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, whatever God does is a good thing. Hallelujah. It looked like he ain't gonna kill me down here. I heard amen, thank you. But he gonna come. You know, if he tell you to do something, do it. You know, if he tell you, but if he dealing with you to tell you to do something else, then you have to do that. And every time I think that maybe I'm stupid, I'm crazy, I'm foolish, he'll tell me something else. I said, Lord have mercy. I was telling the saints, I said, I'm going to just get this done. This don't make no kind of sense. I'm stumbling around here. I mean, the Lord, look at everybody else. They walk. I'm tired of this. Cut the radio. Cut the radio. Wait on the Lord. That's all shut up. Praise the Lord. But listen to this. How good God is. When God told Abraham, I'm going to give you this, look in the sky. He didn't just leave him out there falling around. He, like I say, he might have told you to look in the sky, but he's going to give you something to keep you hopeful. If you're waiting on something from God, if you're healing or whatever you're waiting on, God's going to give you something, a little piece of something, if you listen, to hold you into that place, to bring you into the place to receive what you're waiting on. So he looked at the stars. Then he told him one time to count the sands of the sea. All these things he told Abram. But look at this. I'm going to the 18th verse. Okay, well, you can read that, 15, 18. Genesis 15, 18. Yes.
Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates.
Okay.
The Kenites, the Kenzanites,
whateverites. Mm-hmm.
Perizzites.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rephaim.
Yes.
And the Amorites, and the Kenites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites.
And I thought, I'm going to look and see these names. I like to look up and see what names are. One of them means Lance, but I noticed it was 10. I'm into that. You know, 10 to the 12 of this, you know. 10. What does 10 mean? What does 10 mean? I wrote it down. 10 is the number of, one of y'all, come on, brother, you know what 10 means. What is 10? Complete, perfect, 10. He gave 10 nations that he was going to be destroyed under Abraham. 10 nations. He gave him complete perfection. God has given you something. You just ain't hear it. You ain't heard it. You just, you know. Number one, listen, you got to be looking to God to do something. You know, if you ain't looking for him to do nothing, then hey, hey man, you go rather skip along, you know. But if you're looking for God to do something, you got to stay until he do it. You got to hold on, like, hallelujah, you got to hold on. And soon God going to say, you're his friend. Because a friend will stick closer than a brother. I'd rather have God for my friend than anybody I know. I'd rather have God for my friend. But then the Bible tells us, Jesus told him, say, if you do what I tell you to do, I'll call you my friend. I read another scripture that really got me. He said, you know, you're no longer servants. I'm not going to let you know what's going on. He said, I'm going to call you friends. Because the servant don't know what's going on. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be in that place with God? Praise the Lord. If you are saved right now, if you love God right now, come on and say, Lord, I'm going to pull in a little closer. I'm going to find out who you are. I'm going to pull in. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to find out who this God is. Hallelujah. You got to find out who he is. And when you find out, you will never need this God. You get up in the morning. It's bad out there. I'm going to tell you what it is, though. It's distraction. The devil trying to keep your mind. The devil trying to get your mind. He wants you to think about, ooh, they killed so-and-so. Oh, this dude went to Macy's and shot up folks. Now, when you go to Macy's, you're going to be, I don't know if I should go to Macy's. Don't let the devil do you like that. You got to get some word down in you. Get some word. Read the 91st Psalms. He promised no evil will befall you. Neither will any plague come down your neck. You think he just wrote that? That's for me. No evil going to befall you. Let me tell you something. You keep looking at the news, you're going to be scared to get in your car and go anywhere. You're going to be scared to go to the mall. You're going to be scared to walk on your street. You're going to be scared if you let the devil fool you. But you got to have a friend. Hallelujah. Say, my friend is with me. I can go to Macy's. I can go wherever and say, no, my friend is with me. Because he promised to be with me to the end of the world. Children of God, here it goes again. God didn't tell you to go buy no gun. I just got to tell you what God told me. He didn't tell you to buy no gun. No, because you have a gun, you're going to use it. And then you're going to say, oh, Lord, it's going to be too late. You don't need no gun. Jesus is like a torpedo. What you need a gun for? You got Jesus, you got a gun. You got a Tommy gun. You got an atom bomb. If you got Jesus, y'all believe that? God is going to take care of his people. Don't you let that devil tell you that you're going to be out there some. No. God going to take care of you. I read a lot of things about people that live back yonder, and I've told my church about this. But this lady was an old Christian sister. And she was going down the street, and this man jumped out with a gun. And she said, Jesus! The man fell dead. So the police came and said, what you do? She said, I just said Jesus. You say, how can I get there? Start praying. Put the TV down, son.
push back the plate, son. Stop praying. Start asking God who you are. Start wanting God. Start seeking God, and you would have this. Well, you could go in the street. I remember, I'm just telling this for the sake of the Lord, Karen. Jesse told me. He said he was out doing stuff, you know, robbing people and things. He ran up on this lady to take her purse. And she said, Jesus. He said something came over him. Now, he was a crook. And she said, something came over. He got out of there. He ran as fast as he could, left that woman's purse, and he went as fast as he could. Because, listen, God is real. You hear what that child said? God is real. You wouldn't be sitting here if he wasn't real. You may not have a testimony, what she got, but you got a testimony. You wouldn't be 50 if he wasn't real. But he's real. You're here because God is real. You could have been dead in your grave. You could have been dead many years ago. Somebody could have shot you in the head. You was in places that you know you should have been, but God kept you. He's worthy to be praised. Like sister say, he's worthy for us to give him all. But let's be honest now. I'm telling you, I said, Lord, I just want it all out. Clean it all out. I'm not saying it. I said, Lord, clean it all out. I take it all. I want you to take me. Praise the Lord. What's left? And use me for your glory. Each one of you got something that God can use. Jody ain't the only one got something God can use. You got something in you that God can use. And you never know until you start seeking the Lord. You never know what you got. You never know until you seek the Lord. I want to thank the Lord that there is a place you don't have to struggle to pray. Keep on praying. Prayer will get to be just like it's, you know, part of everything. You know what I mean? You go to him because you want to talk to him. I'm back here, Lord. I want to talk to you about such and such a thing. You know, things ain't doing so good here. Praise the Lord. Lord, I'm striving. I'm trying. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, God want to call you friend. He wants you to be his friend. He wants more. He loves friends. Praise the Lord. And I just see he's just so wonderful. I see him when I read the scriptures. I see man, how he's so imperfect. I see man doing things he should not do. I see me. I see you. But I see a God that's able. And all of that God still loves. I tell you, I've just never seen nothing like it. And now look, I've gotten old. I said, Lord Jesus Christ. David is one of my favorite patriots. But David failed. But then here's God saying, he's a God after my own heart. I said, is that right? Then I saw David, who didn't believe what people said. I saw David crying out to God. God, you're my refuge and my strength. God, my sins and my transgressions have eaten me up. I'm like a potsherd. He just called himself all kind of stuff. You know, he said, God, forgive me. My transgressions is always before you. I can't hardly rest at night because this filth that the thing I've done is bothering me, Lord. But I saw God hearing this man. I saw God raising this man up. And God saying, I'm going to be in the city of David. That is my city, city of David. And he, you know, he just loved him. And I said, why you love him? He said, because he was honest with me. He was honest with me. He knew he was flesh. And I know he flesh. And I know y'all flesh. I know what flesh is. He came down here to find out what flesh was. Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. He came down here to find out what flesh was. Abram was not a perfect man. In fact, I ain't read too many perfect folks in there but Jesus. None of the people that we read about are perfect people. You're not perfect. But you sure can be perfect in love. You sure can love each other. You sure can love God if you want to. But you can't love God till you love his people. You can't be mad. You can't be mad with that sister that you don't want to speak to in church. You can't do that. No. Because if you don't love her, you don't love God. Because you ain't never seen God. So you see God through Marion and her and her and her. That's how we see God. Well, we go back and say, well, I don't know. You go back and practice it. Practice make perfect, and that's really the truth. Praise the Lord. You don't wait. Look, ain't nothing going to come down and knock you in the head. Let me tell you that. I'm old enough to tell you that. It's nothing that's going to come down and knock you in the head and make you do nothing. You are a free moral agent. You are free. And if you want to know God, you got to go after him. I can't go after him for you. She can't go after him for you. You got to know him by yourself. Say it. Say, I got to know him for myself. Say, I got to know him for myself. I got to learn it for myself. You have to. I want to encourage you today. Encourage you, my brothers and sisters. Jody, I was looking forward to it. And I was just praying out, you know, all the weekends, got aside with God. And I said, Lord, praise the Lord. Just give us something to help your people. Praise the Lord. This is my desire. I want to help people. You know, I want to tell them about Jesus. I want to tell them that he's a savior. Tell them that, you know, when I see the fear in people. I see what's going to come. I see people when they speak, how they're afraid. Well, it didn't happen to you yet, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen in Mississippi. It's going to happen in Georgia. People, I'm telling you, people are going to rise up everywhere over America. Watch and see. And because Satan's going to try to get God's people stirred up and get them scared and get them, that's all this for, it's a fear tactic. It's a fear tactic. But you're going to be keeping your mind on God. You're going to read your Bible. You're going to get in there and read and say, Lord, let me keep this. We older. I ain't going to tell you how old my cousin is. I don't know how old she is anyway. But that side of the family needs to get 100. This side of it. This is my cousin from, come all the way up here from Mississippi to hear her cousin preach. That right there, sit right there. Isn't that something? So I know this meeting was established by God. I know this meeting is established by God. And I know that the Holy Ghost is moving in this meeting. I know that the Holy Ghost is moving in this meeting. It is not by power, it's not by my might, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. And I know he's moving in this meeting. So I told the Lord, I said, he gave me something. He gave you something. You got to notice what he gave you. Praise the Lord. He gave this child a song. And she butts it out. Gives it to with all her heart. So we all have something. Weren't you blessed with Jody's song? Weren't you blessed with his mama's song? Weren't you blessed with her words? Because this is what God has given her. And all she's doing is giving her best. That's all she's doing. Children of God, may I leave you this day. There is a friend that stick closer than a brother. There is a friend that wants to be your friend too. And if you don't know this friend, come on up here. Young people, old people, come on up because you need to know him. You're not going to make it through. You're not going to make it through this last little push in the world without knowing this friend. You're going to have it. Everybody's not there with you at night. People are not there every time you go somewhere. You were by yourself, aren't you, Brother Leonard? This is one of the men of our church, Brother Leonard. You know, he's a loner. He's a widower. And you know, people are not there. It's just God. Who's with you in the night season when things are, you know, when nobody sees? When you're crying and you want, who's there? You need a friend. You need somebody you can talk to. You need somebody you know that's going to listen. Praise the Lord. This God I'm telling you about will listen to your cry. At 2 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning. Amen. He'll listen to you. Praise the Lord. Dad, I just woke up this morning at 2 o'clock and I said, Lord, goodness, I didn't get to sleep to 10. And I'm going to 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. Lord, that ain't but 4 hours of sleep. You want me to get up? And I laid there for a while. I said, all right. So I got up and I sit in my chair and I talk to the Lord. And then when he comes down, it's so precious. It's so precious. I say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And I begin to pray for all of you. My cousin, I thought, was so precious. Lord, there's a reason you got my cousin to come. It's so precious. Precious. Lord, have your way. Do what you want to do, Lord. Help your people, God. Do what you want to do, God. Do what you want to do, God. And I'm asking the Holy Ghost now, praise the Lord, let us be as Abram, who was called a friend of God. We want a friend. We need a friend. If you need a friend, raise your hand. You need a friend. I sure need a friend. I need a friend. Hallelujah. And a friend ain't like what you think. No. A friend sticks closer than a brother. Praise, but some people say, I don't know what a brother is. But I'm telling you, he'll be everything to you. And well have I known that. And I just really praise him today. I thank for all of you who have come out, especially for Sister Sue. She came out, and for Audrey, because she came so far. And Sue, who was hurt. I said, girl, what did you do? She said, I drove out here. Say, the other ones couldn't come. I thought I'd come. Praise the Lord. Sue, it's nothing God is going to withhold. It's what you believe. You know, it's what you believe. What do you believe today? What do you believe today? What do you believe? Praise the Lord. I've seen him come in sadness when no one could help but God. You know, during some time, you know, you want to help your people. You want to help people. You see people go through and you say, I want to help you. But I just pray, I say, I want to help you. And I be praying, God, do it. Because I know ain't nothing I can do. You don't say you understand because you don't. Don't say I know how you feel because you don't. You just don't know how people feel. But you got a friend that knows everything. You got a friend that'll help your friend, that'll help you. Hallelujah. I've learned. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When my sister went through what they went through, the D's, the Lord told me. I said, Lord, well, before then, I had, y'all ever had a Saturday prayer? I had ready. That Saturday nerve went out right there in my hip. And it was having that memorial that Saturday. It was on a Wednesday, August 10th. Baby, I wrote that down. August the 10th, and the Lord God of the heavens came to me. I could not walk. I could not, my hip hurt me. So who anybody ever had a Saturday pain? Anybody here had a pain with that sciatic nerve? I couldn't walk. I couldn't do nothing. I just hurt. Poor little dad running around taking care of me, giving me the, you know, and I'm trying to take pain pills, and they ain't doing nothing too much. But I did what they told me, you know, hot packs, cold packs, and I was just miserable. Praise the Lord. But on the sixth day, I was feeling pretty good. On the fifth day, the Lord said, I'm going to raise you up on the seventh day. Wait a minute now. Don't sit. Wait, let me tell you what. I'm a person, I like to know stuff. So I goes on Google. What happens to people with a sciatic pain? Well, it takes 2 months. It takes a month. I said, Lord, I can't be down here no 2 months. I can't even be down here a month. I can't be down here a week. You got to get me up out of this bed. I was in the bed, was I not? But I was in the bed. I could not walk. And I'm walking, I'll be down. I told the saints, Jody, it being down like this, it feel better. I said, oh, this devil trying to bend me down. No, you ain't. No, you ain't helping me bend down there. I know I'm old, but you ain't doing that. And so on the seventh, sixth day, I feel, on the seventh day, every pain left. Children of God, I'm going to tell you, this is a God that loves you. He loves you. All he wants you to do is love him back. That's all he asks. And he deserves it. I went down on the seventh day. On the tenth day, it was that memorial. Al, listen. Let me tell you about God. Can I tell you about God? Okay. I told the Lord, I said, God, I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to sing. I just want to put my arms around Tawanda. That's it. I don't want to do nothing else. That's what I told God. I said, Lord, I just don't want to do nothing else. I told my daughter, I don't want to do nothing else. Listen to what I'm saying. I sit down beside Al's nephews. I'm sitting here, the nephew's sitting there. I didn't know that was his nephews. I didn't have no idea. So I'm saying this, and Al, he's up and he's talking to them. And they said, and then the pastor, they was calling out pastors. I said, I'm telling you now, Lord. Calling out the pastors, you know. Calling out the pastors. So anyway, nobody called Sister Davis, you know, because he would have said Sister Davis, but God took. And this boy loves me like a mother. He really does. And I really thank the Lord for that. But he couldn't remember my name that day because God didn't. It wasn't God's. It was God. I don't know who it was. Now listen to this. He came by where I was sitting. I'm sitting right here. Dad sitting right there. And he went over to his nephew and kissed him and got up. And when I said, this man didn't even talk to me. He ain't seen me. God didn't. I was visible. Y'all ain't caught that. Y'all ain't caught that. He went on up in the front and ain't thought about it. He said, and then he got kind of feeling bad. I ain't even thought of my pastor. You weren't supposed to think of your pastor. You weren't supposed to. They came out, and all I do remember is putting my arms around Tawana. That's it. When I put my arms around Tawana, we got in our car and we went home. Amen. And I believe God helped her. You all know what she said. I do. Because that's what he told me to do. He told me to just hug her. And that's what I did. I said, so Lord, I don't want nothing stopping me from, you know, getting me all, you know, just, you know. And that amazed me because he's pissed. I didn't see you. I mean, I'm sitting right next to his brother. He didn't even see me. He said, how can I miss you, especially Dad? He had white. How come I didn't see him? Light skin as he is, I should have seen him. That's what he said, Dad. But I didn't see you. He wasn't supposed to. You serve a God that I can't explain to you. You just got to try this, friend. I can't explain it. It'll get really messed up in the thing if I try to explain it. But all I know is he's God. And there's nobody like him. And whatever wrong with you, whatever you need from God, he got the answer. Praise God. If you got some things you need right now, God can solve your problem. We've been had a blowout at the church. You hang on in there, Clint. We just have a blowout. I know what the Lord told me. We just have a blowout. Come and visit us sometime, Jordan, if you don't get too busy, because we getting ready to have a blowout. God has promised us something. He said this was our year at the church. He was going to restore the church. He going to answer our prayers. And I declare, honey, he been answering prayer. People been getting miracles, but this is the God we serve. He's a God of miracles, a God of signs, a God of wonders. How far can you believe him? Jody, I'll be back with a brand new pair of eyes. I put him on the spot. I said, you got to do this. I'm telling everybody. You're going to do it. I'm going to be looking really stupid. A brand new set of eyes that he gave me. So you can know he'll give you what you need. If you got a need here, then I'm gonna let you go. But he's so good. Give him a clap offering. A big one. In the place. He's so good. Nobody like him. Nobody like him. Nobody like him. Don't give up. God is on the way. He's right here. He said, before the year is out, miracles, you'll see it. You'll see it. You'll see it. I had a dream. Now, for you religious people, I had a dream, and I was covering a floor. And the floor was being covered by other people. They was putting stuff down that looked like white towels or something. On this floor, on this real pretty shiny floor. And I was holding this towel up, and I heard a voice say, I'm going to cover your floor with signs, wonders, and miracles. I held to that. I held to that. And I'm holding to it now. He said, I'm going to cover your floor. So I was telling Brother Richardson, my friend out there at Sparta, oh, that's mine. I said, no, it ain't now. He told me that now. Don't you be trying to take my dream. But it's for everybody. Praise the Lord. You got him too small. You got him too small. He's bigger than that. He's bigger than that. He's bigger than that. He can do anything. All he asks you to do to believe. You got to believe he can do it. And I'm trying to show you don't have enough testimonies in here where you know he can do it. You come into the house of God where people are praising the Lord and the things start raining, they singing, and you believe it. You ain't got to have nobody lay hands on you. When the Holy Ghost come down, he'll come down and he'll do and give you what you need. I'm telling you now, I know this truth. I've been living long enough to know that I've been in services like that. Well, you'd have to praise the Lord. Get your mind off of what you got to do. The chicken you left on the stove. It'll be there when you get there. I said it'll be there when you get there. Praise the Lord. Forget about all that stuff. And just praise the Lord. When you get it, when a child get up there, just praise God. Praise him. And you'll get what you need from God. You'll get what you need. Anybody need prayer today? So we ain't church yet. It is church too. We are the church. I said, we are the church, child. You need something from God, want me to stand with you, or agree with you on anything that you're looking for God to move for you. I agree with you, because the Bible says if two of us would agree, it's touching anything, he would do it. Do I have somebody need want to me agree with you? I'd be happy to. And he'll do it. He'll do it. God is moving by his spirit. God is moving. Give the Lord another clap. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that most of the church that we at, they're holding on to things and they know they got it. They just holding on. They believe God is going to do what he say. Do you believe he's going to do what he say? Praise the Lord. Listen, you want to know more? Some people come and say, I want to know more about God. Well, you got to seek him. You want to know more about him? You want to know about sister? You spend some time with her. So I want to know about Sister Mary. And so you spend time with Sister Mary. You have to spend time with God. There's a place in God, children of God, where you don't have to struggle anymore. You don't have to struggle to pray. You don't have to struggle to read your Bible. You just feel, oh, I want to read. Start reading. I want to pray. Start praying. There's a place like that where you don't have to struggle. You know, I know now people say, well, now I need to read a chapter a day. I doubt if people read a chapter a day. Well, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. And I need to pray. You need to get away and pray. But you can be praying while you're sitting there. I was waiting on you. Just kind of coasting around waiting. Okay. Y'all looked at that food. Now, see that? Y'all ready to eat. Praise the Lord. We want to ask you, Al, to pray over the food and dismiss the saints.
Praise the Lord, saints. I know you enjoyed the word this afternoon. I know I did. We all know that we need a friend. A friend like Pastor said that will stick closer than any brother. A friend that won't let you down, a friend that you can go to. I was talking to my son the other night. This friend you can call that you'll never get a busy signal. Please hang up and try again all this other stuff that you hear on these phones. You don't get that from the Lord. He's always there. He's going to be a friend to the very end. And we need a friend as such. So I thank the Lord this afternoon for the word. I just couldn't wait to get here this afternoon myself. I told Pastor that I would be over at 2:00, start praying. And I'm just always enjoying the word of God, because the word, we was talking yesterday, me and Jody and Sister Brittany, you know, the word is a stepping stone. If you stand on the word of God, it's impossible for you to sink. You cannot fail. So I thank God for the word. Let's bow our heads. Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for our pastor, Lord. We thank you for the word, God, that you have brought forth, Lord. Lord, help us, Father God, to seek you, Lord, for this friend. Because the only friend we have is you. It's not only in mother and father and brothers and kindred, Lord. It's only in you. A true friend is in you. So, Father, we ask that you will touch each and every one of us, Lord, here this afternoon, Lord. Oh, God, that we may be drawn to you to find out who this friend really is. And we thank you, Father God, for the shepherd of this church, for allowing us to partake, God, or giving us this, let us use these facilities, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you will meet their every need, God. Bless them, Father God, in the need that they're standing in the need of. We ask, Father God, that you would look on this food, Lord, that was prepared. We pray, God, that you will bless the hands, Father God, that prepared it, Lord. Bless those, Father God, who all partook in this, Lord, to make it happen, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We ask, God, that you will bless it, sanctify it, Lord. Let it be nourishment and nutrition to our bodies. And, Father God, as we depart this place, but never from your presence, we pray, God, that you bring us back, God, all to our appointed places. In Jesus' name, amen.